This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We, by which I mean us and a whole lot of other business journalists, have a bad habit. We sometimes say Wall Street as a catch-all for the entire banking system, which sometimes is right, but sometimes misses a nuance or two. One of the slices of the economy that got walloped by Lehman Brothers' demise was consumer banking, most notably Washington Mutual. WaMu's seizure by the FDIC 5 years ago was the biggest bank failure this country has ever seen. Kirsten Grind is the author of The Lost Bank. It's about the life and death of Washington Mutual. Kirsten, glad you could be here.
Thanks for having me.
It's funny, you know, Lehman gets all the press for having been the sort of seminal event of the whole mess 5 years ago. And yes, granted, systemically it was. But it just always seemed to me that Washington Mutual, with the size of it and the fact that this was a bank run, man, this was just a good old-fashioned people lining up outside and getting a bank run going, that WaMu was the populist element of this thing.
Right. You know, WaMu was really the Main Street failure, and it was always very surprising to me how little attention it got as well. But it's understandable because it was based in Seattle, and it also came after a whole range of other quote-unquote failures, Lehman, AIG, Merrill Lynch being sold. So in a way, it was kind of ignored, but it was a massive failure. And like you pointed out, there was the bank run, which had that element of the 1930s in there as well.
Is what happened to Washington Mutual sort of an argument that the system worked the way it was supposed to work? I mean, a bank got in trouble, the FDIC came in, depositors were taken care of. I could have used my Washington Mutual ATM card the next day and gotten $100 and everything would have been fine, even though it was owned by JPMorgan Chase.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's what the FDIC would argue and has said repeatedly, that the failure of WaMu was a perfect failure in a sense because no depositor of the bank was wiped out, right? And that's the main goal of the federal agencies. They don't care as much about investors, and you could argue whether or not that's good or bad, but no depositor was wiped out.
The big memory most of us have of the financial crisis is the TARP and the bailout and all of that. And WaMu, if I remember right, didn't make it that far, right? It never got to the TARP phase of the game?
No, and that was another very big controversy with WaMu. So all its executives had been asking government officials, well, are you going to pass anything in which we could get some help, some bailout? Huh. And they were saying no. And then only 6 days later, after WaMu failed, they passed TARP.
That must kill those guys. You kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, it's interesting talking to executives at that bank and really any financial institution during the crisis. They all have this post-traumatic stress syndrome. Huh. I mean, really. At WaMu, a lot of the executives had been there, you know, 20 years or more. And so it was almost like watching something happened to your child, and they're still very traumatized by it years later.
You know, and this is a much lesser degree, but I was going back the other day and reading old headlines from the Wall Street Journal from that week in September.
Oh,
and
gives you chills,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, you get a little queasy.
It's queasy. I know. It's just amazing when you think about it that all of that happened and that we've actually managed to come through it and the economy is rebounding. So there's some good news in a way. I mean, if you look back on those headlines, I don't think any of us thought at the time that we were ever going to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it has been a long 5 years, huh?
It has. Yeah. Yes.
Kirsten Grind is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Her book about Washington Mutual and its demise is called The Lost Bank. It's out in paperback. Kirsten, thanks a bunch.
Thanks so much.